Hello there. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. Today is February the 22nd. And on this day, the church celebrates the feast of the chair of St. Peter the Apostle. Essentially, it sounds like a bit of a tricky feast. What exactly does this mean, a chair? Well, what it represents is we, on this day, commemorate the papacy, the teaching authority of our Holy Father, currently Pope Francis, in the recognition that Jesus set up an authority figure, his representative, essentially, on earth, the Holy Father, the Pope. And as such, we're going to look at the gospel from today's daily mass, which gives us an idea of the importance of the office of the papacy. You know, as Catholics, sometimes we take for granted the fact that we have a Holy Father, that we have a Pope here on earth to guide us in union with all the bishops and what's known as the magisterium, the teaching authority of the church. This is a blessing. You know, there are many Christian denominations that don't have that, and as such, they don't have any definitive guide to the truth. Individual churches even disagree with one another, both claiming to be Christian, both claiming that the Bible, that they follow the Bible. But you have, especially you see this in the non-denominational churches or among different Christian denominations where they disagree about major teachings. But as Catholics, we have that guidance of the Holy Father. So with that in mind, let's look at the gospel today. And it's a good one. This is where we see that Jesus establishes a church and places it under the leadership of St. Peter. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 19. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Well, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So what we see here is Jesus establishing a church, saying that this church will last until the end of time. The church isn't going anywhere. Sometimes we think, oh, the church is in trouble. The church is going to fade away. Not according to Jesus. And we see clearly here in this gospel the fact that he places Peter, very fallible Peter, the guy who made a lot of mistakes, places him in charge of the church. We as Catholics believe that Peter was our first pope. And, you know, a lot of people struggle with listening to what the pope has to say. And you know, I understand. Sometimes, especially with the press, sometimes things get reported incorrectly. Sometimes Pope Francis especially speaks in a confusing way, possibly to us anyway. And oftentimes it's because we're just getting snippets, or maybe the press is reading into the story what doesn't exist, whatever the reason, whether it's Pope Francis, Pope Benedict, Pope John Paul II, whoever. The Holy Father is appointed by Jesus to be the head of the church. And we believe that through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that he's going to lead us where we need to go. Sometimes we don't like to hear what he may be saying. Could it be that we need to hear something? Maybe need to be stretched a little bit? The whole point of this feast is to allow us to appreciate the fact that we do have a Pope, that we do have a Holy Father, who acts as the visible head of the church on earth, who guides us. Lord, for that. We'll talk to you next time.